The good news of God's love
according to Luke. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host, and the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place," and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. For you will be blessed at the resurrection of the righteous."
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Some scholars say that Luke's gospel must have been written for wealthy and influential people who had embraced the Christian faith. The kind of people who have to take care of their estates, worry about inheritances, and give dinner parties. Hospitality and table fellowship are important themes in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus attends lots of dinner parties, and he tells lots of stories about dinner parties. When Jesus calls a tax collector to be one of his disciples, the tax collector holds a dinner in his honor, and the religious leaders complain about the guest list. When Jesus has dinner with the religious leaders, he often rebukes them for their attitudes and for their behavior. Even now, as he's making his final trip to Jerusalem, he accepts an invitation to dine with a leader of the Pharisees on the Sabbath day. When Luke says the other guests are watching him closely, it's because they're looking for a reason to have him arrested. He lets them know that while they are watching him, he is watching them. His advice about choosing where to sit might sound like he's quoting from the book of Proverbs, but Jesus adds his own twist to it. Proverbs is about practical guidance for a young person trying to get ahead in the world. The verses we heard today are about how to behave in the presence of royalty. Rather than shoving your way into the place of honor, you might want to wait and be invited. Jesus takes that advice and moves it to a wedding banquet, which throughout the Old and New Testament is used as a metaphor for the end of the world as we know it. Jesus connects how we treat each other in this world to how we see ourselves in relation to God. He's encouraging a change of attitude in the here and now, so that we're better prepared for the hereafter, when the King in whose presence we are dining will be the creator of heaven and earth. Jesus encourages us to follow the advice of Psalm 112, which teaches that the secret to happiness and fulfillment is not gathering more stuff, not gathering more wealth and more power for ourselves, but in being generous to others. We are to have respect for God's authority and take delight in following God's guidance. People who do that are merciful, compassionate, generous, and just. They don't need to promote themselves because they have completely entrusted themselves to God. Jesus wants party guests to stop worrying about who's more or less special than they are. He wants the party givers to stop caring about who owes them favors, because God's opinion of them is the only opinion that matters. They are free to open their homes to outcasts and people shoved to the margins of society, all of the people who are viewed with suspicion and fear. In offering such people a place at their table, they might just be entertaining angels in disguise. The community of faith to whom the letter to the Hebrews was written is encouraged to be more loving and more hospitable. Actually, the word translated as hospitable means to have a love for the strange. We are to love the strange, have an openness to people who are not like us. This small and troubled faith community is encouraged to stand in solidarity with those who are much less fortunate than they, living as if they are in prison with the prisoners and undergoing torture with the tortured. In his first sermon in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus announced that he had come to bring good news to the poor and the oppressed. Now he invites us to do the same, not from a place of superiority, but in complete solidarity with all of the socially abused children of God. God loves and values, honors and exalts the people our society wants to crush and set to one side. Setting a place for them at our table demonstrates that we honor God's values rather than the values of our society. Our dinner parties are to be modeled on the sacrament of Holy Communion, where God is the host and God is the meal that is set before us. We are to choose self-sacrifice over self-promotion, not because it's what God demands of us, but because it's what God has already done for us. It's not about us trying harder. It's about us being transformed by all of the love that we have experienced. Transformed until we love as God loves. We serve as God serves, and we give as God gives. Even though Jesus talks of us being blessed in an age to come, his teaching is aimed at us creating God's kingdom in the here and now. We are setting up the tables and pulling in a few more chairs for God's eternal celebration of love.